What's going on, folks? This is the big one right here. As promised. I have myself, Coach James Tate, here, and I have my partner, Ava Morales, here.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. Welcome to Breaking Out of the Unhinged, the podcast. Within this podcast, we'll be talking about a lot of things in regards to spirituality, pop culture. You know, there's probably going to be some woo-woo moments. I'm pretty sure that will happen as such. But aside from that, you know, we're just going to dive right into it. This is just the test call. If it ends up better than anticipated, hell, we might as well throw it in there. Wing it.
Yes.
How you feeling,
yes.
Dave?
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Yeah, so ideas that I want to bring into the podcast would be like emotional intelligence, how I didn't have that like a year ago, and you know, my slow transition into developing that, getting associated with my emotions. I guess that is like my life lesson. And I want to help others get associated with their emotions too. And what else? Family, education, I'm a teacher, and I'm breaking into the world of life coaching and hypnosis as well. So in July, I'll be getting recertified in neurolinguistic programming as well as hypnosis. So I'm just excited. I'm excited to start this adventure with James.
Yes, I'm excited to have, you know, talk about this with you. You know, a lot of times when we talk about, you know, emotional intelligence and, you know, your background in terms of, you know, NLP and hypnotism, people can view that as like somewhat of an off-kilter or a rather weird thing. And, you know, in the world of coaching, there's like what I love about it per se is really the beauty of, you know, the journey of your niche. But also the people that's in it, the authenticity behind it, and the coach, right? For those who don't know, I guess where my weirdness comes into play is me being using astrology as my framework for my coaching work and helping people get them into their future. And I've been attracting a lot of people that's in their 30s. Their early 30s, like so late 20s, late 25 to 30s, and that's going in through what they call a Saturn return, or in simpler terms, their rites of passage, and people that's really trying to find themselves all over again now at the age of 30, right? But we both come from two different, you know, backgrounds, me living on the East Coast and you living in the West, which I envy because it's hot out there. But aside from that, we come from like two different areas of the country. We have different areas of coaching backgrounds, but the commonality that we have is, you know, both of us being coaches and both of us being tapped in our spirituality, our authenticity, us working, like even as coaches, we're working through our day-to-day fears, right? Always chasing our fears, which leads us to our dreams. Never chase a dream, chase your fears. That's what I say. But
yeah, go full from that, head on, face on. It's like, otherwise they're always going to be, like if you're going away from them, or if you face them, and then they're like, bam, done, you know?
I agree. Absolutely. So, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about, this is going to be a good one. I'm going to just wing it. We're just going
to
wing it.
Yeah, we wanted to discuss a little bit about the title of it, right? The title of our podcast. Breaking out of the unhinged.
Yes.
I feel
what, is that, what does that mean for you?
For me, it means getting out of the norm of what I'm used to doing. Like over the summers, as a teacher, I would just, you know, go travel, spend time with family. And now it's being really intentional about building this business that I want to help people with and help people release whatever emotions are holding them back to catapult them into the next evolution of themselves and being able to heal all of that no longer serves them.
Right. And I feel you on that. I think I wholeheartedly agree with you on that, and I really love how you brought that up. For me, what our title means to us, from my perspective, as you can tell, you'll tell throughout our journey in this podcast that we're going to have a lot of intersectionality, and yet there's going to be some differences, which leads to then some more weaving and intersectionality. And that's what I think about this podcast being such a beautiful thing. Both of us being gifted this opportunity to get to know each other and work with each other as partners on this. And for me, what breaking out of the unhinged means for me is our balance. So again, from my astrological side, fun fact, I am a Sagittarius. Can I say your sign, please?
Absolutely, yes.
Of course, my youthful looking partner is a Gemini.
Yes.
Youthful. While I'm counting my grays.
Oh, anyway, I have grays too, but it's okay. It's okay. Listen. It's a blessing to be able to get to whatever age. You know, I see like my mom 50, my dad 60. It's just a blessing to be able to like be with them and spend time with them and see, you know, where this human experience leads us.
Yes. So it's funny how you say that, because from my side of the house, what I take away from breaking out of the unhinged, I love the balance of it and its duality. Right? In terms of you being more, we're both emotional beings, but if we go deeper into it, it's more for you on the, you know, it can, for me, it's from the logical side. And then for you, it's like you actually feel it. We both experience both the logic and the feelings of it, but from the place of duality in terms of who takes on more of what ratio, right? Mm-hmm. I really love how you really illustrate things in such a colorful manner. Right, from the place of emotions and really talking about that and really feeling things, like really being the educator and forefront of feeling out emotions. And for me, you know, it's like, again, getting back to that title, it's more so about, you know, I'm all party hard, have fun. But when those hard times hit, we kind of find ourselves in a position to where it can be more so of like, I don't know how to feel. Is this a feeling? No, I don't feel that. But is it?
It's associating yourself into your emotions so you're able to fully experience it and release it. Otherwise, your emotions get stored in your body and it can manifest as disease or illness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where it stands out for the both of us in terms of how we educate one another to then educate you all from a collective standpoint. And I think that, you know, what you just said, Ava, is a beautiful thing. You know, a lot of times when we get, you know, emotionally ill, we don't take an account of how much physical pain and ailment that it can bring to us, right? That's crazy. So that's, you know, again, just to recap that, I know I kind of dragged it out a bit, but Ava is more on the, you know, the really feeling things out. And me, I'm more on the logical side, like the logical side of emotion. And what I love about it is how we mash it up into one. You know, I'm very grateful for my partner. I'm pretty sure she's grateful
for you as well. It's been like an amazing journey to coach each other on just about like what we're going through in life and how our challenges are helping us move in the direction that we want to go for ourselves and also for helping everyone who wants the help.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing, you know, just to talk a little bit about me and Ava's journey in terms of how we met, you know, I remember I had, you know, come out of Signature, I believe. And I was getting my hours within my my coaching courses. Shout out to Lumia Coaching. And I got scheduled. I got a nice little friendly schedule from from Ava, and boom, like the rest was history. And it got, well, how long has it been? Like about?
I think maybe July was when we had our first coaching call last year. And ever since.
The whole year, right?
Yeah, yeah. And ever since, we talk like at least every couple weeks, once a month. And then when we started being really intentional was this year, where we're like, okay, we need support and we're here for each other. And that's what we want to establish. Or you had the idea to establish a community of coaches who are helping other people and to just be able to assist everybody in their healing.
Yes. That's it's crazy how you talked about the community. It's like, I remember I was doing my IG lives on my Soul Tribe Transformations account. And I remember I had one person in the comments say, this kid is gifted. Like he's in. Another person followed up, he's a connector. And I still, to this day, I'm still trying to figure out in this journey. And, you know, part of the journey is to figure it out. And part of figuring out is relying on the journey, you know. And when it came to us in our work with each other, I always knew that. I was like, yo, what the hell is she here for? Make it make sense to me. Make it clear. And, you know, me being me, nosy as I can be, I'll pull your birth chart. No, but, you know, I remember, you know, let me backtrack a bit. Ava got me from the NLP place. And that was my first time experiencing this. I guess this is my second formal review online, you know, telling about how much of a great person Ava is, not just as a person, but at her talents. And I remember, you know, she was like, hey, we should do NLP and, you know, this would be great for you in terms of what you're trying to release. All right, cool. Let's do it. Me being impulsive, I was like, you know what? I trust you. I trust you for a long time. Newsflash, but understand. But fast forward. I remember I found myself doing this homework, and what Ava got me to do within this 14 days of homework, consistent, consecutive homework, was for me to write a letter to myself, my younger self, my inner child. And those were like, it was like 14 days of hurt, 14 days of a blessing. Let me explain the hurt piece, because when we think about hurt at the surface, it's like, you hurt me. No, it's not that part. Sometimes hurt is in, you know, Ava, let me know if I'm wrong, is like, is a form of releasing. Right. And, I did 14 days of that, and it was really just cheering my higher self on. And that took me to new heights. It opened me up big time. It was a lot of releasing from a place of getting away from past belief systems. And that's hard for a Sag to do. If you know, you know. But past belief systems in terms of upbringing, past belief systems of people pleasing, past belief systems of my young adulthood starting out, it was an eye opener. And once I released those commonalities, I had a chance to watch my inner child grow up to where I am now, and the opportunity to look ahead into my higher self, you know. And it was like one of the best feelings in the world. And not to drag this out, but to land the plane a bit, you know, it caused me to really step into a lot. I gained a following. Apparently, I say that humbly. It helped me gain, you know, new relationships that I've built in terms of the coaching community, my tribe. But not only that, you know, most importantly, in terms of, you know, the work that, you know, Ava has done with me, it's been eye-opening. It's been changing. For that, I thank you.
And it's you showing up as who it is that you are and showing up as your authentic self. I don't take credit for whatever it is that, like, this is your journey and I'm here to support you and I'm here to assist you in showing up in that way intentionally and authentically and just wanting to, for you to continue your growth as well as me. And I thank you for being there for me and us knowing that we need to be in community. We need to be together to support each other because whoever's meant to work with us will work with us. And whoever's not meant to work with us won't. And the beautiful thing is to just allow ourselves to be like, who do I connect with? It's not about, I'm very much about energy. It's not about like, oh, like, you know, like ads or whatever, right? You didn't even get a single ad in the 14 days. And you just, what you said the words of that you needed to hear as a child. And when you said the words that you needed to hear as a child, you called in all the people that needed to hear those words. Therefore, that's how the connection with everybody who is following you now was created, because they resonate with you. They see you. They also see a part of themselves in you, which is why they're like, yes, James, whatever you say, I totally support, get behind, you know?
We're not going to just slip away from the fact that we ain't going to just hype you up. Like, I get it. I'm getting some glow. I appreciate it. I get it. But in your journey, it's hard to put the words together because we've had the opportunity to watch each other grow as coaches, friends, teammates, whatever you want to call it, some type of partner, in some type of partnership relationship, whatever that may have you, right? And just by watching you just be able just to blossom, right? From the place of you being a coach, like you being like assertive. I love the assertiveness that you bring to the table. It's like a little feisty side of you that comes out because it's like you bring this emotional woo. And we had a conversation prior to this, right? About some of the things that you, like, they just pop out and the surprise of it. It's like, oh, this is a delight. I love it.
I feel like I bring very much of a nurturing, caring side. Yet it's like, okay, what do we have to do? What do I need to do in order for me to like get from point A to point B? And how can I assert myself in a way where I'm establishing that self-respect with setting boundaries with people? Because I feel like for me, like my whole life, it was hard to set boundaries. But now I'm in a space of like, oh no, like that person, they're not going to talk to me like that. I'm very much of a, if I respect myself, then other people are going to respect me. And if I don't, then it's going to show. And I don't want that part of me to be, that's like the old self. That's like the part of me that let people take advantage. And now I'm not there. And now I'm just here like, okay, how can I be here and support you with love? And with love and boundaries. Like I was asking my siblings, I'm the oldest of seven. I was asking my siblings, I was like, okay, so can there be like unconditional love and boundary? It's like the boundaries come in from being able to establish them and say, because I love you, this is what I have to say. And because I love myself, I'm not going to allow this A, B, C, and D. And I'm here for you with love. But don't get it twisted. I'm going to be more assertive if you're trying to like pass my boundaries, because we're not doing that.
It's like that little pit bull that pops up.
Yeah.
I love it. And that's what I'm saying. I appreciate that about you. It's like more and more that we collaborate. It's like more and more we get to see sides of each other. And we sit back and it's like, at least for me, after the fact of, you know, sessions with you and this project working with you, you know what I'm saying? It's like, sit back and I reflect. And it's like, I always have like this opportunity to relish in this luxury of learning more about you as a person and witnessing the little surprises of the sides of you that come out. Prime example, the assertiveness, the little pit bull. So I think it's dope. I love it. But I ain't going to skip past the fact of, you know, glowing you up as a person and like really taking this moment to like really appreciate you, like seriously, and everything that you've done for me and everything that you do for everything else or for everybody else, and what that will look like for the future, right? I think it says a lot about who you are as a person. And it's like, I wouldn't have it no other way than to have you as my partner.
Absolutely. Me too.
Yes. So it's like, I remember pulling up your birth chart. I was like, oh, you have Jupiter in Libra. For those who don't know, quick education. Jupiter in Libra is luck and abundance and, well, primarily expansion when you're engaged in partnerships. When you're engaged in, and it's not, when people think about Libra and relationships, it's not about love. It's about partnerships. You learn so much from, like, I think when I hear about air signs, there's a duality in everything. Yes, they can be the most contradicting signs. Well, it's all signs. We'll cross that bridge later. But in terms of, you know, Librans, Jupiter and Libra, it really talks about the duality and partnerships. And in this case, when Jupiter's in that, it talks about expansion and luck and how, in our case, from what we're experiencing, how it's bringing out the best in the both of us. You know what I'm saying? And I always appreciate Ava's nurturing ways. Maybe, yeah, I'm just tossing this off the hip. Let me know if I'm wrong. Ava appreciates certain ways about me in terms of how I'm leading or whatever that may have you. However,
of course, very, I feel like the way that we hold space for each other supports us in the journey that we're in at that moment. Like I feel like both of us were able to cater to whoever we're speaking to of like, where are you at, meeting you where you're at, and just helping you release whatever it is that you need to release and also push you towards the goals that you have, because that's what you see yourself as, right?
Absolutely. It's like really looking at both of our birth charts. Again, on my astrological side of the house, it was like there's a lot of connectivity in me and Ava's birth charts. And I love the fact that, I'm going to tell everybody, I don't care, but I love the fact that it was a Sag moon. Get each other. A win is a win, but I'm taking it. But I love the fact that, you know, we relate to each other on so many different facets, and we're able to bring this unified mix and collaboration of both of us as one, you know, one presentation. And then who knows? Yes, when we have our own podcast, then people can see more of an exclusive version of me. People seeing more of an exclusive version of you. But this right here, ladies and gents, this is like the start of something. So, you know, episode one is usually going to be, it's like a little walk in the park. It's easy. What's it about with breaking out of the unhinged? He talks too much. I can tell he's this. She's more woo-woo. I can tell that. But if you think about it, episode one is normally the tone setter. At least for you folks and viewers, y'all get the idea of who I am as James Tates, the coach, and Ava Morales, the coach. You know, we're both leaders in our own rights. But when you see two leaders come together and they're leading as one.
See, we have the duality, and then we have the non-duality with wanting to share the same message. And our message is of love and of growth. Like what goes with like my page is like growth, gratitude, and guidance. For me, like growth, if I'm surrounding myself with people, that's what I want. The people that are trying to grow, that are trying to get to their next evolution. Gratitude really helps with establishing the abundance in our life and being grateful for what we already have. And then the guidance is like the will to get to where, to get ourselves to where we need to be.
I had to put that in there. I just want to, just because, as you can tell, I'm flexing my mic. Anyway, I'm having that moment. It's like, just doing everything to the mic. Anyway, that said, we're like 25 minutes into the show, right? What you will see, right, coming soon to our podcast, we're mixing up, me and Ava, we're mixing up some episode ideas. And essentially, we're looking at a few structures in terms of how to structure the podcast to where it's engaging. It's eye-opening. It's going to be emotional. It's probably going to be some woo-woo. There will be some woo-woo. You probably will cry. I'm just saying. If she's able to make me break down, like, listen, it's coming for y'all. Just prepare yourselves. However,
It's a breakthrough. We're breaking through. Yes.
That's the beauty of breaking out of the unhinged is the breakthrough. So looking at it again, it's like, there's going to be some segments where we talk about pop culture. What ties into us? What are some of our observations? How can we relate? How do you guys relate? We're figuring out ways for you guys and gals, distinguished guests, to engage and, you know, try to keep the conversation going. One thing about, from what I've learned, from what we've learned in terms of podcasting, is more so of, how can I put this? What would you say this would be, Ava? Would you say this would be more so of facilitator, per se?
I feel like there'll be episodes where we're both helping each other with whatever it is that we're going through and tapping into the different stages in our life that we experience. Like for me, I want to talk about the eldest daughter. I'm the eldest of 7. I want to talk about my journey in the education system, being part of the system as a teacher, and with you, with the different roles you've had, with being in the Marines, being in corporate America.
And it's funny how you talked about being the oldest, because I'm the oldest of 4. So definitely relate to that. So again, intersectionality and its differences, it's such a beautiful thing. Not every rose is red. Anyway, aside from that, no, I really appreciate some of that stuff. All the things that you brought up about in terms of some of those subjects, because these are subjects that we can also relate to as a greater whole.
That I feel our audience can resonate with as well.
And that's the thing, you know, it's really about relating, understanding, or hell, even seeing it from different perspectives, right? How can this other person feel, or how can I relate to that?
And or what are the what are the moments in our life trying to teach us?
Yeah.
What is every experience trying to teach us? Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes back to. What am I learning? That transformation of mindset from a place of, why is this happening to me, to what am I learning? And when we get to this place to where we're asking ourselves, what are we learning? That's when we know mindset is shifted or shifting to where we're opening ourselves up to more perspectives, more lessons. I love how you talked about being a teacher. I cannot wait to hear some of your stories.
Oof, no.
With some of the students that you've worked with, or hell, even some of your colleagues in the building, in terms of like how what is that environment like in general? I know you're intrigued to hear from me in terms of, you know, dealing with the Marines, being a Marine, working in corporate America, experiencing career and corporate burnout to where it led me to this place, right? It's crazy how two souls can come together to create something of such beauty and magnitude, and that comes out of this. So yeah, it's an amazing thing, you know. So I think it's great to where we're coming out to what's coming out of this. We are working on, you know, a weekly schedule. Weekly, not schedule. I don't like saying that.
Oh, yeah. If you know something about drinks, tea, is that structure? You're like, structure?
Routine. Structure. Let's be in a box. I need to be free. Let me figure it out. No, but we're figuring out a weekly cadence. We're figuring out a weekly cadence to where, what will all this look like? What would be best suited for us to where we're bringing the content, but for y'all to where you guys can, and gals and distinguished guests can receive the content, right? So it is very much appreciated. Yes, 30 minutes in. We're not done yet. We're not done. Not done.
Yes, yes.
We're still in the spotlight. This is episode one. This fun fact, this is being ran out of me and Ava's test studio. So we figured out, like, Ava challenged me indirectly, unbeknownst to me. What was your words, Ava? Go ahead, tell the world your words. What did you tell me about this podcast? How did we come to today?
I was just like, let's do it. I had been working on my energy in terms of, you know, letting go of the fear of not wanting to be seen, or like the fear of the unknown, and just diving into what it is that we need to do. It's like we've been talking about it. So now let's be about it. Let's actually take intentional steps every week so that we're able to reach the audience that needs to hear this. We've reached the people that our stories are supposed to, like, what is it called? I guess, like, project to other people so they can see, like, we are all mirrors of each other. We're all here trying to teach each other something. And if we're really reflecting on, like, man, like, I'm still in this type of way or this type, many times it's like you need to change your environment. Like, I did, like, a whole switch. like a whole switch in terms of I had, like, my own space for, like, a year. And then I was just like, man, what am I doing? I feel like I'm growing. I feel like I'm outgrowing this space that I'm in because it's keeping me comfortable. So how can I push myself to get out of my comfort zone? And you know what I did? I came back to, like, live with my mom. I want to do, like, different things around the house to, like, assist in the expansion of the home, and also just continue to show my siblings that, like, I love them, show my mom, show my dad that everything that I'm doing is being cultivated out of love. And where you, like, put the seeds of love and then you water it every day and you show up, and you're able to not only have an impact on yourself and how you see yourself, but also how other people see you, and how you could be like, oh, like, I want to, like, my little sister, she would say, like, oh, I want to be like my sister that she's always traveling. Oh yeah, I'll definitely talk about my traveling experiences. So that was a lot of fun. And just also being able to just show that everything that I want to do is out of love and connection, and really be there for whoever it is that needs either my services, my support, my just, let's do this. Over here, like, I mean, it took me a year, but here I am showing up in partnership with James. So it's amazing that a year ago I would have been like, oh no, I don't want to do this. Whereas now we're here, we're showing up, and we're just being really intentional. And with me, it's like doing it with the love. And hopefully that resonates with people, and that's like, oh yeah, that's the type of person that I want to, what is it called? Like, gravitate towards, because we are all energy and vibration. And if we are all trying to get to the same goal, which is evolution and expansion and genuinely learning from what it is that we go through, so we can grow through it. Because if we're encountering the same people, it's like, what lesson have we not learned? Oh, yeah. Relationship. I will definitely talk about that. And how I thought that it was other people that were the ones that were, what is it called? That were the issue. When the person with the issue was me. But then it's, you know, coming to the it's like coming to the realization of like, every person was meant to show me something. And it's meant to show me, do I respect myself enough for me to walk away? Do I respect myself enough to be like, these are my boundaries? And if you don't, if you can't be in my boundaries and you're just trying to step over them, then I can't be here. So, and I feel like many people were resonating with that message. And maybe in the comments, we can be like, so what do you want to hear about next?
I think that's a great segue. I love everything that you just said about that in terms of, as you can tell, Ava is more of the quiet and me, I'm more of the loud mouth. I blame my Leo moon for that. But that said, when Ava speaks, this is where the accountability comes in. And she does it in such a, what I appreciate, Ava, is that you do accountability, at least with me, in such a playful way to where it's like, all right, I get it. I got to get this on the road. But, however, you know, yeah, I love, you know, again, from the place of engagement, we would love to hear what you all would like to see, subjects that may come up, questions that may come up. Like, I know at one point they were talking about, from a place of pop culture, they were talking about Love is Blind and some of the stuff that some of the cast members, you know, had projected, went through, what issues are coming up, and so on and so forth. And this gives us the time to really not only talk about it, but relate, dissect it, and then, you know, what's advised moving forward. We can't be the ones to fix one's issues or problems or whatever you envision it. I look at it as lessons. I think the beauty behind the lesson is that it can be worked on within time, right? By that person. And when they walk that journey, things will come up, lessons will come up, or answers, clarity that will come up, right? I think that's a beautiful thing. So I love, Ava, I appreciate your accountability. Thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate how you do it in such a playful way. Like I said, you'll probably get a lot of my motor mouth. But when Ava speaks, it's like, it holds weight. It holds to a place to where it puts in a, it's like, you got, when you talk, it's like you put people in a trance.
Oh, is it?
Can't put my finger on it, but my experiences with you is like, when you share your stories, it's like, I sit back and I just listen and I just question. It's a question, and you know I'm always down for a good story time. So it's a lot that you teach from your experiences. It's kind of like I find myself putting myself in these experiences that you've went through, and it's like, all right, how would I have navigated this? How does she feel? How would I feel? It's like, what emotions are coming up? It kind of like when you tell your story, it puts me in a position to where it's like, damn, I feel this. Why is this coming up for me? And then when I run it back in terms of like, oh, so you probably feel like this, that, you say, yeah. I was like, oh, the story came out. And she made me feel some type of way. But again, that goes to show that the work that we as people that we do, and why not share the story for others to learn, for others, like we're all here for a reason. We need people for a reason, right? And I think that's the beauty of connection. I think there's a beauty of just people in general. And that's why we love people so much. So I think this is phenomenal in terms of what's going on. Walk people. So Ava, I'm curious, or I guess other people are curious. What got you into NLP? What got you into hypnotherapy. Like, I've been flapping my gums about astrology, or I wouldn't say my full story, but it's clear that people know, like, oh, he uses astrology. But a little bit about you, you know, I want the world to see you, you know, have the, you know, take the spotlight for a second. And if you can just talk to people about how you got into NLP and hypnotherapy.
So as we discussed before, I was in Lumia, and Lumia was very good in terms of getting you to tap into your conscious mind and pushing you forward in terms of setting those goals and pushing you forward, right? With me, what I was dealing with is, like, I knew I needed to do the journaling. I knew I needed to do the shadow work. I knew I needed to do all of this. But for some reason, I found myself in behavior that was like, I was on TikTok for like 3 hours because I was like, oh yeah, all the motivational stuff, I love it. You know? Like, I love all of this, but then it's like, so how are you implementing it into your life if you're just just absorbing all of it, but not intentionally putting it into your life? And it's like, I don't know how to release this behavior, but this behavior, all it was showing me was that I have some unconscious programming that I needed to remove so that I'm able to go towards my goals and release what I want, what I needed to release. Like, I went from a space of being in Lumia. I was in a relationship. It didn't really allow me to fully, like, be in the program. And then I had those unconscious patterns. I let go of the relationship and I started working on myself. And it talked about hypnosis, like getting a certification in neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis. So I did it last year, and because I just want to get better at my craft, I signed up for being a master practitioner of, like, neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis. And it was just as a result of wanting to release what didn't serve me. Like, a year ago, I didn't want to, or not a year ago, maybe like a year and a half ago, I didn't want to be in a relationship. I didn't want to, I knew all the things that I didn't want, but I didn't know what I wanted, you know? So going through the process of NLP really allowed me to get clear on what it is that I want and what it is that I want to move forward in my journey. And also tapping into, how can I get to those spaces? How can I envision myself, visualize myself being who it is I'm meant to become? And that was the process of working with my timeline and doing different timeline techniques, energetic releases, and a number of things. I'm also part of a community, the Holistic Healers community, where I really felt supported by, I know, right? I love community. where I really felt supported in just being around other entrepreneurs, because this journey of entrepreneurship is something that I didn't really know much about. They had like a meeting where they talked about their experiences in the entrepreneurial space, and that was really valuable to me. So I needed to surround myself with people who were already on the journey of where I was going to be going, you know? So It's just, for me, I knew I couldn't do it alone. I knew I needed support, which is why James and I, we've been there to support each other, which is why the Holistic Healers community was really there to support me. And it's just been really amazing, and being able to heal not only like mentally, but emotionally and energetically, and really allowing myself to align myself at every level. Not just like, oh, mentally, I'm gonna work in like a business, being very much in like my masculine, and not so much like allowing myself to receive, versus now I feel like I'm more in a space of being in my feminine, allowing myself to receive, allowing myself to talk to whoever needs to hear my message, because what we have to say is important. I also had programming of, like, you know, what I said, you know, being the oldest, I was always told to, like, we lived in like an abusive household where I wanted to speak up, and, you know, my mom's, you know, her lineage, and it was like, no, just take it. We don't do that. We don't like fight, you know, what it is that we just take. And I'm just like, no, like, I'm tired of taking it. Like, I need to do something different in my life. I was like, I was 19 and I was like, mom, this is the life you want. I don't want this life. So that's where it propelled me to going towards, getting my bachelor's degree. And, you know, with doing this now, it's like, I'm not even using my degree, but like, I feel like it's really going to impact the people that I need to impact with our stories and being able to show up as who we are and show up and in a way that maybe anybody in our lineage, nobody has seen it before. And not feeling like the guilt of getting money because we are here and everything is like an energetic exchange, you know, because I feel like with me, I had an issue with receiving, you know, which is why I was in the noble perfection of being in education and just like, oh yeah, it's not about the input. It's about the, what is it? It's not about the income. It's about the outcome. And I'm just like, no. Teachers deserve better. Teachers deserve to get paid their worth. I also have a controversial take on tenure. Like, if you're not making an influential impact in students' lives, it's not something that, like, because I see many sides of education. See, that's like a whole different episode. Like a whole different episode. But I'm very, like, passionate because I've been in education. I've seen it. I've seen the way that I'm sure with you, with like the different like people in the corporate ladder, how all of that like trickles down, and then how I feel like we need more support as educators. We need more support. It's like teachers need coaches. So we're in the coaching space, right? So it's like, how can we revolutionize teaching? It's like getting coaches for teachers. It's like we get coaches as like the first 2 years, but it's like, if you want a profound impact, we need continuous support. It can't just be the first 2 years. It has to be continuous. It has to be something where not only the teachers feel supported, the students feel supported. We need a better structure so that students and teachers feel supported, and probably even admin too. I didn't become an admin. I knew I had like dreams or whatever of becoming an admin, but now I feel like my path is more about speaking and being able to tap into people's unconscious mind, and with unconscious mind, with stories, so that they can be like, oh, I see myself doing that, like she's doing it, so I know that because I know Kurt, I can do it too, because I know James, because I know. Because many times we don't pursue what we want because we don't see it. Because it's foreign to us. But this is us like stepping into that space where we talk about what it is that we truly want, what it is that we truly like. Just and doing it from a place of love and doing it from a place of gratitude. Because like I'm grateful that people are able to like listen and people are able to just be here and exist with us and just be like, oh, out of curiosity, what am I learning? What is it that I need to move forward in what we're talking about, what we're doing? So like my thing is like helping people move forward and doing it with release work and energetic work and visualization. You do it through human design and astrology. So that's, you know, yeah, the differences and just how it all works together.
I love how you brought up the fact that everything works together in unison. There's these differences, but there's also this intersectionality of it, right? From the place of astrology, human design, there's differences, but they're cousins. They're like the favorite cousin that comes by to sleep over. Y'all act up, and then y'all get put away to bed. Hood terminology for those, if you know, you know. However, but they're also, I love how you also talked about NLP and hypnotherapy, how they work together. There's these differences, but they intersectionalize. And then when you mash up those four realms, they're different in so many different ways, yet they all come to a commonality of help, support, unlocking within oneself, right?
And then it's understanding also that, when it's also like life experience, like people want to be supported by someone who's been through what they've been through. They want to be supported by someone who they see themselves in.
Best way to put it, frankly, if you ask me, it's the best way to put it. And I think it makes a lot of sense to what you're saying. Like, I love it. I love it.
Me too. I'm so glad we're doing this.
Look, listen, it was your impulse that did this. So for everybody who's watching, I'm just letting people know what's on my mind, what was crossing my head, just for full transparency. I was like, no, let's do a dry run. Let's do this. I was thinking of that in my head. And, you know, normally I come to find out that Ava is more 10 times more impulsive than I am. Thanks as of late, by the way.
Am I impulsive or am I being intentional and moving in the direction of life that I want to move into?
Don't do this. Both.
It's about perspective. How do you view yourself? Yeah.
But I love it because it challenged me, because normally I hate routine. I hate structure. I hate practicality. However, I'm realizing that I'm becoming more and more of that. It's just now I'm just at a place of having to accept it and finding freedom within the rules. So, yes, I was looking to do a dry run sometime this week just to make sure tech is up on the up and up and all the stuff and make sure everything's good. All this, you know, make sure my partner is comfortable coming on here. I was going to wing it. Like me being me, I was going to wing it. I was like, hey, screw it, I'm going to do it. And my partner challenged me as a surprise, which I took as a surprise. Let's just do it. Which devil possessed you to do this? But here we are. I'm grateful. But it lets me know, because you mentioned the keyword perspective, right? It let me know that I did my part. From a part to where, you know, you've always been a confident person, but for you to actually project it, because when we have projections, y'all, there is negative projections, that's the obvious things, but we also have positive projections. And to have a partner fired up in this manner, I didn't anticipate that. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, I want to make sure I set the record straight. I was like, we're probably just going to do a dry run, make sure she's comfortable, because the challenge that I have, quick vulnerability moment, is that once I go, there's no stopping me. I have my own way of doing things, but once I go, there's no stopping me. I've always been told in past jobs, what can you do to bring everybody else along with you? And for whatever reason, it came up in this podcast. And I know that I'm more on the technical side, just so Ava has an amazing degree in education and me is in computer science. I just have to make sure I'm tinkering with the right stuff. And here I am. I got hit with this luxurious problem of a comment. Let's do it.
Well, I guess I'm over here. I want to enter some Spanish every now and then, you know, because I am Spanish.
Let it out. Let it out. Let it all out. Let it all out.
It's personality. Yeah.
So it's like, I do appreciate the personality. I like how you be putting on, like, one thing I love about Geminis is what everybody else hate Geminis for, is these multiple personalities. I love it. I love the variety. It's like, ooh, I talk to somebody else different. I get five people in one body.
I'm all like, okay, let's go. But let's go with love and with intention and with structure and with, you know, all of that.
You have your teacher moment.
Oh, and yeah. Then it's like the
and then you have storyteller. And then it's like so many personalities that come out in different ways. And that's something I've grown to love and appreciate about my partner in terms of how she approaches things. But what I loved the most was the work that it took to get there, right? Because as you get to know people, you start uncovering and unlocking certain things. For those who don't know, quick astrology fact, my Mercury and Venus is in Scorpio. We'll cross that bridge.
Translation, what does that even mean? I'll be the one that talks. Tell us, James.
Mercury and Scorpio. Let's break this down real quick. Mercury and Scorpio. Scorpio is a fixed sign, so they got their heels dug in deep. They're the eighth sign of the zodiac chart. They're all about transformation. Keyword is I transform, right? What is the main key ingredient of transformation? Depth. Seeing what's underneath, right? So, Mercury and Scorpio, it talks of Mercury real quick. It talks about the intellect. It talks about how you process and how you process your thoughts, how you intellectualize your thoughts and or emotions, right? So for me, from my experiences, yes, I'm a Sagittarius. That's my sun sign. That's my ego. That's when I go out the outside my house door. That's the mask that I put on, this happy-go-lucky buddy. Hey! All that, right? But when I process my thoughts, and I've noticed this about a lot of water signs too, whether if you're rising, sun, Mercury, we internalize, we get not internalized, but we're really tapped into our inner selves. So there's times where we get to a place to where we find ourselves in like depth of thinking. So the key word behind transformation is depth. What's underneath? Right, there might be some perspectives that other people don't think about, challenge themselves in, all the things. So when you think about Mercury and Scorpio, a lot of my intellect is around depth, emotional depth, secrets of it, of everything. I can know everything about you. You might not know everything about me unless I willingly tell, unless that's happened to my Sagittarius moment. And that's still a reach. But anyway, so that's where that comes into play. So Mercury. So to that point, why you take me off track on that one? Why you do that? But anyway, Mercury and Scorpio is very, you know, we're very fixated on, you know, our emotional depth and what we feel, secrets, everything. Very intense. Scorpios can be known to be very intense. There's an intensity to us. I know there's times for me when it's time for me to turn up. No, or whatever that may have you. So that's where that comes into play. So that's the bits and pieces of Mercury and Scorpio. It's a pretty cool sign. I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. So I love it. I love how I can speak to my Sagittarian wisdom and really translate it into something deeper from a place of truth seeking. And it challenges people's way of thinking or to look at things on a different angle per se. So that's where it comes into play. I love it.
Right. It's like the stars saying that we already wrote what we came to Earth from. And James here helps us read it. Helps us read our birth chart.
Yes. As you can tell, you'll notice me wearing a lot of dark colors or earthy colors. You know what? It's funny how you asked that question because I just literally broke sweat like I was telling a secret about myself. That's crazy. It's like, is this going to inhibit me or prohibit me? So, yes. I'm the person that helps people read their... Read the birth chart. I help you translate your birth chart just as much as my amazing partner Ava tells a story, you know, or helps people translate, you know, the English language and the Spanish in the other way around. I help people unlock their cheat code by getting to know their birth chart. And I think that's a beautiful thing too, because just as much as you're teaching your kids, right, there's beauty in them learning. And same thing for me from teaching people the language. Like, I know there's times we talked about your birth chart, right? You've asked some questions. Educate me.
Yeah.
I want to know. Tell me about me.
I'm curious. Yes.
Yes. And I love the curiosity, by the way. Thank you. It doesn't come off like, all right, she's bored. Is she bored of me? It's like, I don't get that vibe that you're not. But it's like, even teaching you, Ava, your birth chart, it's like a hack. It's like a life hack. It's like a cheat code, right? I had one person, I was on Instagram, and one person came up and he said, the biggest way to live a wonderfully long life, it is really through unlocking the cheat code of learning your birth chart and healing the wounds that's associated with it.
Sorry. I am so no, sorry. Speak on it. We gotta crop this part out. My siblings came in. She was like mimicking like my emotions. So sorry, you were like talking about something serious and I just we can include this in the bloopers that we will like what is it called? Include. We should put the bloopers on Patreon.
Oh my god.
Careful. He's gonna like disconnect my whole iPad. It's okay. I'm gonna get my own place soon.
That's crazy.
I am so sorry. You were like on a good train of thought and like I'm sorry, James.
I thought it was funny. I don't know why you apologized. It's cool. I think this shows, if anything, this shows this human-like layer of us. Because we're goofballs at heart. I love the fact that we have, like, this big kid energy within us.
Yeah, and, like, my sibling, because you were talking, and I was just like... And then she was in the back, like... So it's like, imagine, like, you know, I'm here being serious and, you know, about what you're saying. And then she's like,
That's crazy.
I love them. Damn, I told them I'll be recording.
This is the beauty of it all, folks. This is like live, raw, and uncut. I might just keep this. I ain't even gonna hold you. But no, in all seriousness, this lets us know, this or just lets you guys know, and gals, distinguished guests, all y'all, that we're just human beings. Like, creativity does not have to be like this ironclad, intense, yet serious thing. Yes, it is a passion of ours as people, natively. At the same token, this is the beauty of it. Because we get to show off the fact that we're real people. And there's some people that actually, like, I remember I had a friend that reached out to me, right? And in my IG live. It's crazy how you mentioned how this happened. And I did an IG live one day. And I said, take two. We're just going to roll with it. And I rolled with it, right? And this coach found me, Matt Hancock. He's also a filmmaker. Really cool guy. Love working with him. Collaborated with him. Shout out to Ethan. And I just asked him out of curiosity. I just felt called to ask. I was like, what led you to me? It's your authenticity. You did take two and I busted out laughing. And I was like, I got to work with him. I just want to collaborate. I just want to talk with him and learn more about him. I was like, oh, I didn't know. But and just by having that question answered or just being given the opportunity just to ask, right, it let me know that I'm on the right path, but it's guided me to the right people, right? In your case, your sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh. They're just like the most hilarious people on the planet. Like they're just being like next door in the room, just like cracking up. And I'm just like, bro, I'm trying to be serious here. I'm trying to like do my podcast with my business partner, you know? And sees, like, the eldest sister. Like, I raised the middle ones. I was, like, the second mom. Yeah. See, I will talk about that more later. I can't wait to, like, share. I love it.
Well, folks, y'all got her talking. See, a lot of people hate Geminis because they talk to, all they do is talk. Like, nah, wait till you get the quiet ones. Just once they get going, you know, stop it. But I love it.
It's like you gotta get comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
See, in my relationships, like, I would be like the quiet one, but in my friendships, I would be the loud one. So there was no in between. And then it's like, that just showed me that it's like, okay, there needs to be balance. Like, you need to be, like, receptive. But I forgot what I'm gonna do. No. I feel for the people that, like, speak a lot because in their childhood, they speak a lot because they were unheard. And people say that there's a problem with how much you speak, but all it is you not knowing unconsciously that that's something that you need to release. That's something that, like, it's part of your personality, what makes you, like, beautiful. And it's part of something that's, like, trying to teach the other person who's maybe doesn't, like, who's not, like, asserting themselves as much as they should. It's just, like, back and forth. It's, like, you're teaching someone, you're showing up as who you are, and then the other person is showing up as who they are, and both people are meant to learn something from the exchange and interaction.
I agree. I think that everything you said makes too much sense, quite frankly. Makes too much sense. And it's crazy how you said that. Because I was one of those people. But I try to do it from a way now to where it's like, I kind of like did the conversations. I found my, like, I did, like, it's funny how you said that. I did a scrub of IG lives, right? Come to find out, I was like, holy cow, yeah, I'm a host, but I've been labeled a connector. Oh, you're a great DJ for this show, man. It's like, oh, this is leading me somewhere.
All they want, people want you to be DJ?
Not musically, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Me, look, you about to take it there. He's like, what else can you do? No, but
I do, I want to DJ musically. But anybody out there that want to help me, you know, unlock that, I would love that.
What would be your DJ name?
Huh?
What would be your DJ name?
I will work on that. Back to you, because you were talking and I just like, I will, you know, maybe that could, like, be like episode two where
just
we like
slid that in there and you just turned it right back around. It's like, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
In terms of like he said, he's like, you're a great host, you're a great DJ. I was like, put me in that music category. I would listen. Y'all thought some of these other artists was bad? Wait till you meet me. No, but he brought it up in the facet of me being a great host to the show. And I'm starting to discover stuff about myself in terms of leading from a place of speaking. And what the other funny part about it is because from what you mentioned, in my journey, I was scared to be like to take the spotlight. And that comes from the fear of success as time goes along and what it manifests, right? Here I am. Granted, we're co-hosting, but it's like, all right, finding myself taking the lead. I'm excited to see where this goes, to be honest with you, because there might be points in time where you take the lead. And you's like, so James, talk about this, that, and the third.
No, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
But I love it, though. So it's like I said, I love the balance. Like, you got this episode one, so you're only seeing but so much. It's like, oh, James is leading. He's talking a lot. But as time goes along, I'm excited for you all to see that balance and how well me and Ava, we kind of like bounce off each other and how we kind of like energetically feed off each other. we bounce back and forth with it. It's a lot of play in between. And I think that's a great thing. And again, it gives you guys and gals and distinguished guests an opportunity to see how we operate, you know, how we operate within our world, how we operate. It's funny how I'm saying this and the sun is shining. But how we both function, you know, how there's so much play into this, how we function intellectually, emotionally, how we function, you know, like, man, I'm going to be excited to see Ava's podcast when she gets up and running. I want to know more about her side of, you know, of her podcast, and, you know, or for me as well. There's some people that I was like, hey, I want to feed off of James's energy a bit. And it's like, it gives you, what I appreciate about you, Ava, is the variety that you bring. You might not talk about it much. You might not have much to say, but at the end of the day, it's like you bring like this platform or this aura of variety. And it's appreciative. It's like it's very fresh.
What is it like when, like, I've learned to listen. So that was one of like, excuse me. Like, I feel like my life lessons is like, I needed to learn to listen. One, to listen to myself and to listen to others, which is why it's like, sorry, I'm already God, I don't want my throat.
She about to cough a balloon, y'all.
No, but just on the topic of like learning how to listen to when it's like appropriate for me to like chime in and when it's not. And for me, I love to listen to people like out of curiosity, like what is their background? Like what is it that they're bringing to the table? And for me, I'm just really, I guess, in my feminine, with allowing myself to just be here and just exist and by all means take the lead on the podcast, because I feel like when I speak, even if it's in bits and pieces and chunks, I know that what I'm saying is transmitting and is like moving in the direction that it needs to move so that people get the message that they need to receive. And I feel like not only is our message of love, but it's like what you said of like playfulness. It's of being in our own transformation. And, you know, the people that we are now is going to be different from the person that we are 6 months from now.
Like, or scared to be in their transformation.
Huh?
It's a whole nother. Or scared to be in a transformation because they don't know what to expect. They don't know what's falling down in their world.
It's like you know what your life is like right now. Is that something that you want? Or is it something that you want to like move into like the next evolution, the next expansion? Like, who is it that you're wanting to be? Who is it that you're willing to become? And what is it that you need to let go of? A lot of it is the people you hang around with, the environment, the behaviors. Everything, and how can you be supported in a way that pushes you in the direction that you're willing to go, because where you're at is not working for you anymore. Where you're going is better than where you're at. And it's about a constant learning about what it is that, like, who you are. You're uncovering layers of yourself every time you're speaking, every time you're having an interaction with somebody, every time you're living. It's about learning. What is it that I need to do?
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. I love how you like illustrated that. I love that.
Absolutely.
Gotta tell y'all that. She phenomenal. Quality. So we're a little bit over an hour. They always
say
to do a little
bit. Maybe we can divide it into two or something. Two segments. All right, so we went over time. The last one.
See, this is what y'all did. This is what y'all did. The impulsive side kicked out again.
Yes. Yes. It's okay. The impulsive, the intentional, the with love, the nurturing, the playful. Eventually, the goofy, because we are goofy on these calls. we tapped into a little goofy with like my siblings being in the room and them like mocking me and stuff. They're hilarious.
I can only imagine what it's going to be like after the call, after this this episode.
You this probably release, gonna,
like, yeah. Once you put down that. Why? I can see it now, so it's all good.
They're gonna be like, we're gonna be going into the room more often, making you like crack.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, since Ava asked for it, I will give her what she wants. The second segment, I guess I'll continue on. Okay, so. Look, you done got so comfortable. Now it's like, I'm having fun with this. Keep going. Don't stop.
I mean, I think eventually, like, we're probably going to put this part out. So I'm just going to start talking like normal. I feel like eventually we're just going to be at the space where we just record, like, the whole time we speak on Saturdays and tap in, like, chunk off, like, what we need for, like, the episode. And you know, we could just use Riverside and, yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I'm going to stop the recording. But for our viewers that are here, my name is James Tates, and
I'm Emma Morales with Growth, Gratitude, and Ganas. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead and let it go.
Yeah.
If you guys are interested in any type of coaching whatsoever, or if you need support in parts of your journey, the best part of transformation is growing with somebody alongside you. So you can reach us at our social media handles. For me, it is at Soul Tribe Transformations, all one word. And Ava, yours?
For me, it's Growth, Gratitude, and Ganas. Yeah. So
all together.
Huh?
All together?
Yes, all together.
Joking. She's serious, but I was joking in how I approached it. But, but aside from that, this was a great first episode. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to chop it up with us. I thank you for the time. I thank you for your time. That being said, goodbye, y'all. Until next time, until episode 2, we're just going to keep it simple.
Yes. Bye. Till next time. Bye.